The following is a production of Vanderbilt's Owen Graduate School of Management. For more information about Owen, please visit owen.vanderbilt.edu.
Hello, I am Amelia Ninsteel, here with Brad Benson.
Hello, everyone.
We're students in the Master of Accountancy class at the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University. We're commonly known around campus as the MACC students. That's M-A-C-C, which stands for Master of Accountancy. Joining us today is Mike Hamilton, a partner with Ernst & Young, who is currently serving as America's Chief Learning and Development Officer. Ernst & Young has over 114,000 people in 140 countries, and it provides clients with a broad array of services, including accounting and auditing, tax reporting and operations, and business risk services. Business Week selected Ernst & Young as being one of the best places to launch a career.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for coming and helping us and prospective MACC students understand the value of a master's in accountancy degree. First, tell me a bit about your background. What was it that attracted you to the accounting profession?
Thanks, Brad. Interesting enough, when I went into the business program, I really wasn't sure what my major was going to be. And so I was the typical undecided undergraduate major for my first couple years. And then as I went to the orientation programs, I had a chance to go to an accounting program. But I really always thought I wanted to be a lawyer. And so when I told my advisor I wanted to be a lawyer, he said, Mike, there's absolutely no better foundational program for somebody to become a lawyer. So having gotten into the program, enjoyed it, still had the intent of becoming a lawyer. As I got closer to graduation and began to look at career options, I saw that it really was a profession I had never really considered. And at the time, the legal profession was going through some of its challenges. And I said, you know, I think I can do well in this profession. So I really started off as a general business major, ended up going into accounting with another career intent, which I suspect might be like some of your potential MAC recruits. And then went directly to work for Ernst & Ernst at the time, which we'll tell you a little about my ancestry here with the firm, and started off in the audit practice. And I would say the audit practice is really a place to get an absolute world-class foundation in the business environment. And it's funny, if you look at some of the successful CEOs and COOs, you'll find some accounting in their background. And what I really saw is accounting was the place, regardless of what I wanted to do, I couldn't imagine a more solid foundation on which to build a career that, candidly, for most young folks, I didn't have an idea what I wanted to do, but I said, there's not a better foundation to do that. Kind of grew up in the audit practice, ultimately moved into doing consulting and working on actually mergers and acquisitions for some of my audit clients, which was a nice slice. Had a few moments in tax that were, again, kind of client-driven based on the clients I had, but just a wonderful foundation for starting one's career.
Mike, we may be talking to some people who haven't yet made up their minds about whether or not to choose accounting as a career. What is the single most important thing that you want them to know or think about when making this decision?
Amelia, I'll acknowledge I'm a little biased with my next answer, but as I talked about my career, and with the benefit of really over 30 years experience today, I can say with a clear conscience that I can't imagine it. If business is something that excites you, if you want to be a future CEO or a CFO or a COO or an entrepreneur or a financial analyst, I can't imagine, or a lawyer, a stronger foundation, because what it essentially does is it allows you to see an organization at a detailed level that you'll never have a chance to see again. And some people say, well, you know, you must be good at math. Well, I can do the basic math. But the differential that you'll get from this, that candidly many that don't have an accounting background that I see in the business world today, is you begin to understand what the numbers mean. You begin to understand how the numbers are derived, what drives those numbers, which really means you've got the ability as an operator to put your finger on the things that may be driving numbers you don't like to actually impact them in a positive way. I can't imagine any other profession that gives you that fundamental understanding of how business works. And again, it's a wonderful platform, whatever you want to do longer term.
So are there any special characteristics that one needs in order to succeed at a Big Four accounting firm like Ernst & Young?
Brad, great, great, great question. And this may sound a little egotistical on behalf of all the Big Four firms, but you're talking about firms that really serve the global country, the global companies of the world. I mean, of the world. These are the leading companies of the world that rely on the Big Four, whether it's from an auditing perspective, a tax perspective, or a mergers and acquisition transaction perspective. You're dealing with, from a client perspective, some of the best companies in the world, and inside of those companies, some of the best people in the world. Many of them, candidly, have worked for one of the Big Four firms. At the same time, within the Big Four firms, you're working with the best in the world. And, you know, what I really would say, I guess, is the key ingredient is while you may have had a great undergraduate program, you're going to have a great graduate experience. The key is you're going to be learning and growing for the rest of your life. The business world changes too dramatically not to continue to grow. And what I would ask you to think about as you think about your career is recognize, you know, you've invested anywhere from 4 to 6 years in undergraduate and graduate preparation. I'd ask you to think about investing the next 4 to 6 years after you come out of one of these programs in really building the foundation, your foundational skills that you will use for the rest of your life. Occasionally we'll see a student that will join us that really thinks they're done. Yeah, I got my job and I'm done. And I would say, you know, that may work other places. It doesn't work in the Big Four firms. It doesn't work with our clients because they want to deal with the best of the best and recognize this is your PhD in business. These next 4 to 6 years you're going to spend with us or the balance of your career, you're building your PhD in business acumen and working with some of the best people, both in clients as well as with the firm.
Now, Mike, that is some great advice for some current and prospective students out there. Now, from a recruiting standpoint, what attracts Big Four accounting firms to Vanderbilt's MAC program?
Well, I suspect Vanderbilt will love to hear this, but first of all, it's Vanderbilt's brand name recognition. I mean, Vanderbilt is clearly a great school with great brand name recognition. I'd say that's first. Second would be it's the discipline that we've seen in selecting students for this program. And in most cases, we're not worrying about whether the right students are being admitted. We know we're part of the process. We've been actively involved in helping build the curriculum and helping build the selection process. So we're pretty comfortable we're going to get students that we think can succeed in the Big Four environment. And then lastly, I think, again, it's part of the process. It's not just the selection process. It's what actually happens to you as a student. And you know that very well yourself. You know, this accounting program is unlike many. I mean, there's a huge investment in helping you understand who you are, which has nothing to do with accounting, helping you understand the soft skills you need to get ahead and to develop those skills. So it's not just an accounting program. I'd argue it's the junior PhD, the master's, really getting you ready to enter the serious business world. So that's what makes it attractive to us. It's a differentiated program.
We know that Training Magazine has consistently named Ernst & Young as one of the top 10 companies on the Training 100 list. What is it that you do that earns you this reputation?
One of our things I think we're proudest of is that we have the opportunity on campus to look at the best and brightest. Many of those best and brightest will start their careers with us and end their careers with us as an owner in the firm. We also realize very pragmatically that many will start their career with us and venture on to something else. We've had former Ernst & Young accountants who started off in the audit staff. One became the chief executive officer of Coca-Cola. We've had two out of the last three chief accountants of the SEC have been former Ernst & Young people. So what we do is we recognize that we're not just preparing people for a job at Ernst & Young. We're preparing them. Again, when you're taking the best students off campus, you've got an obligation to do something with that. Our hope is they stay with us, but we're really preparing you, we believe, for success, regardless of what you choose to do. And it's a different obligation. If I'm preparing you for a job at Ernst & Young, that's great. But if I'm preparing you to be a future leader in the world's financial markets, in the accounting world, with a regulator, in some cases, you know, back to teaching, you're going to get a different level of preparation for that. Because as I said earlier, this first 4 to 6 years is going to really determine the quality and the breadth of opportunities you're going to have as a student and as a young employee for us. So we take that seriously. We look at your longer-term career. We want you to have a lifelong relationship with Ernst & Young. That means we do things a little more seriously than others might because we know we're building your long-term career.
Mike, we're interested in knowing what the career progression of a new associate looks like. Also, what are some of the career options that these individuals may have down the road with a firm such as Ernst & Young?
Well, as you might imagine, in a professional service firm, there are certain, I'd say, career paths. Yet I'd say none of those career paths really are very fixed. What you'll see is, as you join as a new associate within the firm, you will find yourself, in many cases, again, put into an apprenticeship model. And you say, Mike, why is an apprenticeship model important? Some of the skills you learn are not necessarily about book knowledge. They're about experiences with clients. And I would argue that most experiences you will have as a young professional, the most important experiences you will have will not be read out of a book. They'll be of the interactions you have with a client, the things you see with a client, the things you learn from your peer. So your first 6 years or so, you're going to spend really exclusively serving clients. You're going to be working with other team members, but you're really building your technical skills, honing technical skills, learning the methodologies. And then after that first 5 or 6 years, you'll move into a member management. And that's when you move into the manager role and the senior manager role. And that's when you begin to manage larger numbers of people, but at the same time, still delivering service to your clients. That's something in this profession you will always do. You'll move into management. You won't be a pure manager, but you'll actually be managing people and delivering service to your clients. And then after you become a senior manager and begin to move up into the partner and principal ranks, what you find is you move in more to a client relationship mode. You also move into a pretty serious role in terms of developing your people. Now, you'll start that as a senior accountant, as a member of the professional staff. You'll be developing the younger professionals with you. You'll do that as a manager. But as you progress with the firm, your tenure with the firm, your important responsibilities become making sure that everything we do is first class in terms of quality. We're building the skills of the best people in the world. And some would say, actually selling work. And I have to, for those of you that might have a concern, is selling is not something I want to do, I will tell you life is about selling. You'll sell your kids. And I can tell you, I never went into this with the idea of selling, but I would tell you selling is the act of serving your clients. I can tell you most of the work I've sold was not as a result of what we consider the cold call or the traditional, what we might have as an idea of selling, but it's helping a client solve a problem. And if you do that, there's more work out there. But that's really as you move throughout the firm, what you'll find. Now, interestingly enough, many of you will have the opportunity after you've been on the professional staff for 3 or 4 years and you come in the audit staff, which I would tell you is a, again, you heard me say it before, it's a perfect place to start building those skills. So I'd encourage you, stay that 3 or 4 years, get that core skill set. And then, for example, if you think that you've had a chance during this auditing time to work with some of your clients, they've done some mergers and acquisition activity and you've worked on some of those, you might find yourself that that's really where you want to focus your time. Now, you may find that, boy, you'd like to work in the consulting group and work on the post-merger integration side of the business. Or you might want to work in our risk advisory business. I go back again and I acknowledge being biased. Having that core audit skill set, that core understanding of auditing and accounting prepares you for lots of career options. And what you find is once you get in the door, once you build this core competency, these core skill sets, you really, there's lots of roads within these big firms to really take whatever career path you want.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. And we look forward to your continued interest and support of the Vanderbilt MAC program.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you.